Thank you, and I would like to officially, on behalf of the town of Clifton Park, welcome New York Oncology Hematology to Clifton Park.
Town Supervisor Phil Barra addressed a small crowd gathered at Three Crossing Boulevard, the future home of New York Oncology Hematology's Clifton Park Cancer Center. The 28,000-square-foot facility will be the largest of its kind in Saratoga County and will provide both radiation and medical oncology. It will also conduct research through clinical trials. Dr. Nini Wu, president of NYOH, said the center will serve her organization's mission of bringing cancer care close to home.
So from Hudson to Albany to Amsterdam, Troy, Rexford, and now Clifton Park, we believe that we need to do everything we can so that you can stay at home with your loved ones when you are suffering through an illness. We want to get you there. We want to get you beyond.
One of Dr. Wu's former patients, breast cancer survivor Lisa Morahan, spoke about her personal experience with the disease. After her surgery, Morahan started Floyd Warriors, an online support group for breast cancer patients.
What you're doing here is you're healing people and you're inspiring them to do great things in their lives and really realize what it is that they were put on this earth to do. And part of Floyd Warriors is for people to realize the God-given dreams and talents during and after a cancer diagnosis. So that's what I hoped that Floyd Warriors would be, and this is proof of it and the result of great, great treatment.
Edwin Graham, Regional Senior Vice President of the U.S. Oncology Network, said the Clifton Park Cancer Center will allow patients and doctors to seek expertise from around the country.
They can reach out to any one of their colleagues of the close to 1,000 physicians across the network who may have an area of expertise that would be something that would be vital to a patient that they're having the opportunity and a privilege to care for.
Capital District Congressman Paul Tonko praised Clifton Park and its residents for welcoming the facility.
I'm so proud to represent an area that is constantly showing its concern, its compassion, and its love. If we embrace those qualities, we can accomplish great things and climb several mountains.
Albany-based Columbia Development Companies will develop the new center. BBL Medical Facilities will build the facility in a part of town near neighborhood homes and newer retail establishments. Supervisor Barrett said NYOH's move to Clifton Park is a result of 15 years of planning.
But we first concentrated on the retail sector because that's what we needed to fill. There was a lot of empty retail areas. We then had a lot of success there. We consummated a lot of opportunities that came about in the hospitality sector. And we knew with that success, it would bring community organizations and expansion of healthcare services and other support services to this area, and that's exactly what's happened.
The new center will open in 2015. NYOH will relocate operations from its practice in Latham. Additional hiring is planned. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.